Welcome back to Tourism Talk. I'm your host, Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, and I'm joined today by Nora Campbell. And Nora, you wear a lot of different hats. You are the president of the Baltimore Tourism Association, but your day job is as general manager of Ripley's Believe It or Not,
yeah,
right down at Harbor Place.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. You do both of those things, among other things. We want to talk a little bit about Ripley's Believe It or Not right now.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
Really cool new attraction in Baltimore, getting a lot of attention. Can you tell us a bit about the history of Ripley's Believe It or Not, maybe the man himself, Robert Ripley? I don't think
sure.
a lot of people know his background.
Right. Well, Ripley's Believe It or Not is based on Robert Ripley's life. He was a man born in Santa Rosa, California, and he became an illustrator. And there was actually, it was a cartoon. It was called Champs and Chumps, and it was illustrating unique and unusual things people in sports can do. And at the very last minute, he crossed off Champs and Chumps and wrote Believe It or Not, and that became the very first Believe It or Not cartoon. There's a book right now out called A Curious Man, which came out this past year, about his life, and so fascinating. During the Depression, when a lot of people were losing their fortune, that's actually where he amassed a lot of his, traveled the world, was looking for the unusual and the odd. And actually, one of the best stories I can tell you about Robert Ripley as it relates to Baltimore, he is the reason the Star-Spangled Banner was ratified as our national anthem.
No kidding.
A lot of people don't know that. He had written a Believe It or Not cartoon. He liked to push the envelope, you know, make people think. But the point of every cartoon he wrote was that it was real, that mm-hmm. what he was writing was real. So he had written a cartoon that said the United States has no national anthem. And everybody across the country was so up in arms about this.
Wow.
They're like, of course there's a national anthem. He said, no, it was not ratified by the Congress. Don't write to me. Write to your government. Write to your local officials. And it was because of that cartoon, a letter-writing campaign was created, and the national anthem was ratified officially.
How about that?
Yeah.
So our city owes Robert Ripley a great debt of gratitude.
Right,
of
for
course,
actually
next
pushing
year,
that forward. Yeah.
We're going to be celebrating the bicentennial of the Star-Spangled Banner, which is going to be a huge event here in Baltimore. Now, that's something I did not know.
See?
Believe it or not.
Believe
wow.
it or not.
So Robert Ripley was a real person. He actually was the one that penned these cartoons.
Right.
And they ran in newspapers across the country. And I think many of them were collected in books. And
He received thousands of letters. In fact, he was so famous at one point, people could just write Rip on an envelope and it would get to him.
Wow.
And in fact, there's one story where somebody actually just ripped an envelope and put it in the mail and it got to him.
How about that? What year was all this happening? This was all back in during the Great Depression, you said?
Yeah, during the 30s, 40s. Yeah, he did a lot of his traveling.
And the national anthem actually became our national anthem in 1931, I believe. So
was that, yeah,
right around
know.
That time all this was going on.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Yeah. And what's neat about the museum, what we have is a collection. Well, what Ripley's is, I guess, you know, not everybody gets what we are. Ripley's is a collection of unusual artifacts and artwork from around the world. So everything that we have in there is real unless it's stated otherwise. And some of the artifacts that we have in our museum were actually collected by Robert Ripley himself.
Wow.
I think the coolest one we have a sarcophagus, which is about 3,500 years old.
Wow.
That Robert Ripley purchased in Egypt and actually displayed at his first auditorium. And we've got a lion, a taxidermy lion that he had. We have artifacts that were in his living room at one point, which is neat.
Holy cow. Now, just to be clear, you said auditorium. That's
ODD. The auditorium.
The auditorium, not the auditorium.
Not the auditorium.
There's a difference there,
there
folks.
There is.
The auditorium.
We have things from all over the world. We have things from Tibet. We have things from Africa. We have, what's interesting, we have a West African judgment chair. And that's in our first lobby, our Robert Ripley room, when you come in. And that chair was where you would actually sit for judgment. And if they determined that you were guilty, you were also executed in that chair.
Hmm.
What we have is not
it's
a replica.
Convenient, I suppose.
It is. It's very one-stop shop. one-stop shop for all your execution needs. But they have the... it is the chair that was used. It's not
wow.
a replica of the chair. So that's just one thing that I like to point out because I think it's really more interesting when you see some of this stuff.
We're not talking about reproductions and replicas here.
Exactly.
In most of the cases, we're talking about the actual artifact.
And we do have a couple of gray areas. Like, for instance, we have you ever heard of a Fiji Island mermaid?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Well,
please,
A Fiji Island mermaid. Now, a Fiji Island mermaid does not in actuality exist. What it is a taxidermy of a monkey and a fish. Mm. Why do we have it if it's not real? We have it because it was a hoax. P.T. Barnum, for many years, was charging people a quarter to come in and see this Fiji Island mermaid that he discovered. And it was almost, it was his deathbed, I think, or very close to, before he finally admitted that, yeah, no, it's not real. It's a taxidermy. So while a Fiji Island mermaid does not exist, we have one of the Fiji Island mermaids used in the hoax.
I see. All right. So it's still an authentic artifact.
It's an authentic. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we have unusual artwork, too, which, I mean, some of this stuff you've got to see to believe. You walk around. I can't tell you how many times I give a tour and somebody says, who has the time? Who thought of that? I mean, we have everything from shadow art to Hogwarts Castle made out of over 600,000 matchsticks.
Wow.
To optical illusion knitting, which I never even knew was possible. Mm. We have a large Michelangelo made out of dryer lint, and we have 7-foot portraits of the Clintons in hamburger grease. So it's really, we've got everything.
That's remarkable. And this is all just in the auditorium section.
This is just the auditorium.
Of the attraction, but there is more to Ripley's, Believe It or Not, than just the auditorium.
There is. We also have, we have a 4D moving theater.
A 4D.
You wear the 3D glasses and the seats move in motion with the movie. So it's more like a ride.
Right.
And we show 2 5-minute films. And then we have a mirror maze, which is a lot of fun. And that you can go in and out for the entire day. The ticket's good for the entire day. I think it's hilarious watching people go in, because you get some people who are very, like, neat. You get some people who are like, I was lost. Are you going to come get me? You know, so it's neat. And we also have a wax hand station. So if you want a nice little memento, what you do is you put your hand into ice water and then into hot wax, and it takes a molding of your hand, which you can then take home with you.
That's great. That's great. And all of this is in the same location.
At the Light Street Pavilion at the Inner Harbor.
Harbor Place.
Which is great. And that's one of the great things about Baltimore. Everything is so easily accessible. We're 5 minutes from the National Aquarium. We're 5 minutes from the Maryland Science Center. We're 5 minutes from Camden Yards. Everything is right at that Inner Harbor area. And what's nice, too, about Ripley's is we're open 365 days a year. So even Christmas. Even Christmas. I get asked that question a lot. But no, we're open every single day. So if you're ever looking for something to do in Baltimore, you don't have to worry about whether we're open or not. We're definitely open and you can come visit. The other thing that's great is we have evening hours. And as you know, there's not a lot to do in Baltimore as far as attractions in the evening or after dinner.
Right.
So our off-season hours during the week, we're open till 9, in the summer 10, and on the weekends 11.
Really?
In the summer. So
that's great.
Yeah, really great activity.
So you can enjoy a nice dinner at the Inner Harbor and then visit Ripley's.
Right,
afterwards.
You're not stuck in the hotel. There's still plenty to do.
Fantastic. Now, how long has Ripley's been down there at Harbor Place? It's one of the newer attractions
in
all of Baltimore.
It is. We just opened up in June of 2012, so we're very new.
Wow, that's great. And how have you found the response so far?
Oh, it's great. It's great. We have, you know, we're right at the Inner Harbor, so of course we're just booming during the summer,
right,
which is really nice. As with all Ripley's, if you're familiar with them, we have a unique facade. We have a green Chessie monster. And if you don't know what Chessie is, it's basically the Chesapeake Bay's version of the Loch Ness monster.
Right.
So we have that sort of wrapping around the building, and then it breathes smoke out periodically as well. So you definitely can't miss us.
That'll draw attention.
Yeah, you
That'll
can't miss us.
That'll definitely draw attention.
But then we have a lobby. We have a really fun interactive lobby. So if you come in, we've got an authentic two-trunked elephant. It's another thing. When you see the animals, which Robert Ripley referred to as pranks of nature, when you see them, we have an 8-legged pig, a 7-legged goat, a 2-headed kitten. Those are actually taxidermied. They're not, again,
not recreations.
Not recreations.
Wow.
Yeah, they were living at one point. So in our lobby, we have a 2-trunked elephant. We have a Mini Cooper covered in over 1 million Swarovski crystals. we have a Transformer. That's probably the biggest photo op in our lobby.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Robert Wadlow. Robert Wadlow is the tallest guy to have ever lived. He's actually even taller than the current living tallest living man. He was 8'11". So we have a mannequin of Robert Ripley he actually stands up, so you can stand on the footprints next to him and he'll stand up next to you. Can you see how tall?
We should point out to our listeners that is one of the examples of you don't actually have Robert Wadlow there.
We don't have Wadlow there. No. Yeah, we don't have. Unfortunately, he passed away when he was only 22, back quite some time ago.
But you do have a life-size
but we do have
so you can see just how tall he was.
Yeah, wow. So if you go into all the, and that's actually nice that you mentioned that, all of the mannequins that you see in there are based on real people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Robert Wadlow was a real guy. We've got, you'll see a three-legged man in our lobby as well, and that is based on a real man as well. And
there's another fellow that I'd like to mention here who is has local roots, who you also celebrate there at Ripley's.
Yes,
Mr. Johnny Eck, right?
Johnny Eck. Oh, he is phenomenal. Johnny Eck was born and died in Baltimore. He was one of the most famous half-men in the world.
Half-men.
Yep, he was born with a twin brother. They say, and it's not exactly biologically correct, but they say he was snapped off at the waist. He actually did have legs, but they were usually tucked under to help with part of the illusion of him being a half-man. They obviously weren't formed. But he was born and died in Baltimore. Actually, you know, Baltimore screen painting is very popular.
Sure.
There are many Johnny Eck screen paintings. He was one of the big screen painters in the area. He was also in the movie Freaks, if you remember Todd Browning's Freaks.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Which was banned for quite a number of years. He was in that. He was a film train conductor, a composer, an acrobat, a juggler, a world traveler. Really just an absolutely phenomenally interesting man. And we have a whole section in our museum dedicated to him. And then what's interesting actually to talk about that and why I love my job, MICA, the Maryland Institute College of Art,
right. Is
right now, they just opened up this past week a Johnny Eck exhibit, which actually has a collection of all of his, some drawings and some of his artifacts from growing up, which is very cool, very interesting. And
that's on the campus of MICA?
Yeah, in the Fox
right
Building.
Up in Mount Royal in the Fox Building. And that's going to run through
March
of 2014.
So Ripley's was very lucky to be able to host the opening night reception. We were the sponsor for the opening night reception.
Wonderful.
Where we brought in Dan Meyer, the president of the International Sword Swallowing Association. Uh-huh. And we brought in Jesse Stitcher from Mississippi, who was also a quote-unquote half-man who came in to perform. And I just can't tell you how much I love my job when I have the opportunity to meet with people like this. Very cool. And then they came to the museum the next day. Dan swallowed some swords and, you know, Jesse wandered around a little bit. Which
all
was
in
a
day's work, right?
All in a day's work.
All in a day's work.
Gotten to
That's
see people
great.
Eat light bulbs. I've gotten to see people get darts thrown at their back. Yeah, I love my job.
Boy, oh boy. Now, where can folks go to learn more about Ripley's? You have a website, I'm sure.
We do. Our website is www.ripleys.com/Baltimore. And you can also call. Our phone number is 443-615-7878. So you can always call there for more information. But I do recommend going to the website if we have specials or if we have a performer coming in, things like that. That'll be on our website.
And you do have specials for groups?
Oh, we have great rates for groups. Absolutely. We're very group friendly. We make it as easy as possible. So, in fact, you don't even have to pay until the day you arrive. So if your numbers change or adjust in any way, that's not a problem. We can handle it right there the day that you get there. So you're not paying for people who can't make it.
Sure. That's great. And then you really can't beat the location again right there at the Light Street Pavilion. So you can reach it via regular taxi or water taxi, or you can walk from most of the downtown hotels. And there's a circulator stop there too, isn't there?
There
right
is.
At the visitor center?
Yep.
That's the purple line, I believe. So that's another way that you can reach Ripley's. And of course, you can also give Nora a call to set up your visit. 443-615-7878, or just hop online, www.ripleys.com/Baltimore. Nora, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
I think we all learned a little bit about Robert Ripley and some of the unique things he was able to discover during his life, and we're very happy we can have the experience to encounter them firsthand here
in
Baltimore.
Come down to Ripley's and see our shrunken heads. We've got three of them, and they are authentic.
Looking forward to it. Thanks again, Nora. Again, this is Tourism Talk. My name is Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. And Tourism Talk is brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association, a coalition of tourism industry professionals promoting group travel in the Baltimore region. Check us out online, www.baltimoretourism.com. And we'll be right back.